You're listening to Voice of the Shoe Swap, and this is one of a series of interviews with candidates in the upcoming federal election. The election will be taking place Monday, April 28th, and we urge every listener, in fact, every eligible citizen, to get out and vote. There are several ways you can vote: at an electoral office, in advance polls, by mail, or on Election Day. For more information, please go to elections.ca and click on How to Vote. CKVS doesn't take a position on who to vote for, and to be entirely fair and impartial, we ask all candidates we interview the same questions. We hope their answers will interest and inform you as you prepare to cast your vote.
I'm Tom Grady, and today we're delighted to have Mel Arnold with us here in the studio, who is running as the candidate for the Conservative Party in the upcoming federal election in our riding, which is Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies. Welcome, Mel, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you to you and the listeners of CKVS for being engaged in this federal election.
So let's get right down to the questions. People have called this one of the most important elections in Canadian history. How do you feel about that, and how do you feel about being caught up in this moment?
Well, we're into this election because we had a corrupt government that wouldn't produce documents that were ordered by the majority of the members of Parliament. There's been no government legislation debated in the House since June of 2024, almost 1 year ago. So we're in this election. I feel it's the most important election in my lifetime because we've seen the last 9.5 years of what it's cost Canadians. I'm hearing on the doorsteps right from one end of this massive riding to the other about the increased costs of just getting by, living, double housing costs, the crime on our streets, the opioid issue that hasn't been addressed by this current government.
So let's talk a bit about how you got to be a candidate. Were you involved in politics or interested in political matters before this election?
I'm thankful for the people of the North Okanagan Shuswap riding, which ceases to exist as of this election. I was first elected in 2015 to represent that riding, re-elected in 2019, and again in 2021. With the boundary redistribution that happens every 10 years after a national census, that riding was the highest overpopulation that they are looking at to for a target number in any riding in British Columbia. So they took a major portion of that riding, created a new riding called Vernon Lake Country Monashee. And because I live in Salmon Arm, I chose to run in the new riding of Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies.
Now let's move on, talk a bit about your background. Were you born in this part of the world?
My family homesteaded here. My parents came in, my dad's family came in 1913. My mother's family immigrated when she was only 2 months old in 1925. Born and raised in Salmon Arm, grew up on a dairy farm, have worked in the community all my life. Just love being here.
And what was your life like growing up here?
Much different than it is now. Growing up on a dairy farm, there was work every day. From daylight till dark, and often after dark. So I learned that work ethic and that hard work eventually pays off for you. We've lost that with this government.
Tell us something about your family. What kind of family were you born into, and what's your living situation now?
I was born as the, number six out of a family of eight. There are me and five other siblings surviving. We've lost my parents now. My wife was also born and raised here in Salmon Arm. Her father actually used to be in radio in Salmon Arm for years, so it's interesting coming in doing this radio interview. But my wife and I have lived in Salmon Arm all our lives. We raised our daughter here. We have a beautiful granddaughter now in Calgary, but they always love coming home to the Shuswap.
Since living in the area, what sorts of work and other activities have you been involved in?
Well, my first full-time work, I was hired by my high school shop teacher after I finished high school. So I guess I must have made some sort of an impression on him. Worked in that business building boats for about 15 years. Branched out from there, started my own business, which I ran for 26 years before entering politics. But the work that actually led me into politics was through my conservation background with the local Fish and Game Club, and was president of the BC Wildlife Federation for two terms.
Let's talk a bit about being a candidate. Have you gone through a training program in your career as an elected official?
We get some campaign training, but it is very basic. A lot of it is learning as you go. Basically, it's listening to the people, hearing what their concerns are, and then being able to relate to those people to not just be a candidate, but now I've been an elected member of parliament for 9.5 years. That's still the biggest part of it, is listening to the people in the community and making sure that their voices are heard.
And what's a typical day like for you now?
Well, on the campaign trail, it's, my day starts about 6 a.m., get up, read some of the news stories, not everyone, but you want to make sure you're abreast of the latest issues in the news and any new policy announcements. Then it's interviews like this, television interviews, and then out on the doorsteps, talking to people on the doors and at businesses, hearing about what their concerns are so that you can convey those issues through the campaign and hopefully beyond that as an elected representative.
Is being a candidate in this new riding like you thought it would be?
Being a candidate in this new riding is somewhat different than the North Okanagan-Shuswap riding, but only somewhat. It's still a combination of urban center. There's a large population in Kamloops of about close to 30,000 people within a city that have a different interest, different aspect than, say, people that live partway along the Trans-Canada Highway between here and the Alberta border. The rural communities have some different interests and concerns, but what I'm finding is the same major concerns that this election is really about are cost of living, housing affordability, crime, and caring for our future.
What are three goals you're proud of achieving since you've become a member of parliament and been elected official?
One of the things I'm really proud of over this past parliamentary session was I worked closely with my colleague Frank Caputo from Kamloops on Bill C-291. That was a private member's bill that changed Canada's criminal code, the term in Canada's criminal code. Up until that bill passed and received royal assent, the term was child pornography. We managed to get that term changed to what it really is, and that term is now child sexual abuse and exploitation material, because those children in those images are being exploited and abused every time those images are circulated. It's one small step towards protecting some of Canada's most vulnerable.
And what particular qualities do you feel that you bring to your candidacy? Not just what the party is looking for, but what qualities that you have personally that make you a suitable candidate?
Well, I think I've got a good ability to listen and understand what the issues are. I, as a member of parliament, I take a nonpartisan approach at my office. We will help anyone that comes to the office looking for assistance. But it's that ability to listen and learn and understand, and not going in with a closed mindset, so that your eyes and ears and brain are always open to different ideas, different possibilities.
What particular policies of the Conservative Party do you feel most strongly about, and what ones resonate the most for you personally?
Well, the carbon tax has started out as a major one, and Mark Carney has zero-rated it. He hasn't eliminated it through legislation. Conservative Party will completely eliminate the consumer carbon tax by removing the piece of legislation that allows it. As it currently stands, a Mark Carney government could bring back the carbon tax at exactly the same rate as it was, or even higher. He has proposed bringing it back at the industrial level. When you impose a carbon tax at the industrial level, every time a product moves from that industry level on in another step towards the consumer, that carbon tax cost can be compounded. So we could end up paying more in final carbon tax than we had been previously. The other pieces are dealing with the crime on our streets. We've seen right across this riding and right across the country how people are afraid to go out at night. They're afraid of their kids being poked by needles that have been left. We've seen the shoplifting and petty crime increase, the violent crime increases right across this country. Those are just parts of our wide platform to make life more affordable, safer, and restore the Canadian promise where hard work gets you a great life in a beautiful home on a safe street under a proud Canadian flag.
You're running for a national party in a national election, and two important issues are affecting all voters in all parties: the climate crisis and the actions of the current U.S. government led by Donald Trump. So let's discuss them in turn. The changing climate and increased extreme weather events. How will your party deal with this very serious problem?
Well, our party will address the issue here in Canada, but we'll also do a lot more globally. Canada has the technology to help other countries reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by major amounts. For example, if Canada could provide our cleaner burning liquefied natural gas to India just to meet one half of their future electrical generation needs that they are going to produce with coal, by replacing that coal with liquefied natural gas, India could reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by three times Canada's entire output. Not just our electrical output, but our three times Canada's total greenhouse gas emissions output.
And how do you feel about this personally? So the climate action issues for you personally, where do you stand on those?
Well, we've seen climate changing here in the Shuswap where I've lived. Summers aren't like they used to be. Winters aren't like they used to be. We need to be able to mitigate and work with the change that is occurring. But we shouldn't be punishing Canadians for living their daily lives as they need to live them here in Canada. Yes, we are one of the highest emitters per capita, but we live in a northern country where we need to heat our homes in the wintertime and drive our cars to work because of the massive areas that we have to cover. So we can't punish Canadians. I believe we can do far more by using our technology that we have here in Canada to even greater response in other countries.
The U.S. government and Donald Trump is disrupting many aspects of that country's government and constitution. How will your party specifically address this ongoing situation and its impact on Canada?
Well, as our leader said, we will build a stronger country. We will work with the provinces to make sure we remove international trade barriers. I know of one food processor here within the riding that he can sell product into BC and Alberta under provincial inspection regulations, but if he attempts to sell into other provinces, he has to go to a federal, the CFIA, Canadian Food Inspection Agency. That approval process could take 18 months to 2 years to get that in place. Makes no sense to me that he can sell food within BC and Alberta and yet not to the rest of the country. That's just one example, and I know he has millions of dollars worth of equipment sitting idle because of that regulation. We can build our foreign markets away from the U.S. as well, which is something the current Liberal government has basically ignored for the past 9.5 years.
And how do you feel about this issue personally?
Well, the U.S. issue, personally, it's not something we can control what happens south of our Canada-U.S. border. I think we have to react more personally here. If we can buy Canadian goods, that's what we should be trying to do.
What other issues that are national or maybe even international in scope matter to you?
Well, as I've previously mentioned, the crime on our streets is a big issue. We need to stop the illegal smuggling of guns to gangs here in Canada. That is one issue that we will address rather than attacking law-abiding firearms owners. We're going to make sure that the border agencies have the tools and the resources to scan any shipments coming into Canada for those illegal firearms. The other piece is the illegal fentanyl trade. We've seen recently how these massive production operations, the one in Falkland that was discovered and shut down, those people are basically, they're knowingly killing people. We will treat fentanyl producers and fentanyl dealers like murderers under the same type of penalties, the same type of jail sentences, because they are knowingly killing our friends, our neighbors, our children, our brothers and sisters. It's dealing with the crime that has gone unchecked under the current Liberal government.
What issues do you feel locally, meaning in the riding, are the dominant matters that you will focus on if you're elected?
Well, thank you. The dominant issues in the riding, and I've been hearing on this on the doorsteps because we've knocked on thousands of doors over the past few weeks and even prior to the election, I'm hearing from people that affordability and housing costs are probably the two biggest issues currently. We've seen housing prices doubled. We've seen grocery prices increase by 40% because of the inflationary spending of the Liberal government. Those issues, making life affordable again so that we can restore the Canadian dream of young people being able to get a good job, bring home a strong paycheck, a solid paycheck, so that they can build a down payment. Instead of it taking 25 years to build a down payment, they can get that down payment earlier and pay off the mortgage in 25 years rather than taking 25 years to make a down payment.
What's the one thing, or perhaps two or three things, that you'd really like to accomplish if you're elected?
Well, I'd like to continue the work that I've been doing, both in updating the criminal code, but also in protecting our rivers and lake systems, our water systems here in the Shuswap and right across this riding. My work on the aquatic invasive species, that began even before I was elected, when I was a local Fish and Game Club member, when we had illegal fish being planted in our trout fishing lakes here. And I learned that it took us 7 years from the time we wrote the first letter until the government took action. I've been advocating for stronger federal supports for the aquatic invasive species issue here in British Columbia. And currently 80% of the federal funding for aquatic invasive species goes to two species on the Great Lakes. The other 20% is distributed throughout the rest of Canada. I've advocated for fair and equitable distribution of those resources across the country, but the current Liberal government has ignored it every step of the way, and in fact, they've actually cut funding for invasive species programs here in BC.
And how would you intend to try and achieve those goals if you were in office?
Well, I continue to advocate for that. There's been huge support for that from municipalities, from First Nations, from water boards, right across the province on that issue. Currently work with colleagues from Alberta that are working on the same issue, because if zebra and quagga mussels enter our waters, there is no way of eradicating them. They pose such a huge economic and ecological risk that I can't stop fighting for that issue.
And how would you see your days going if you're elected?
Well, my days would be very similar to what they are. They're quite long. Again, start out in the morning checking the latest news and then listening to the people and advocating for the residents of the Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies. We spend up to 26 weeks of the year in Ottawa because of the House sitting for that length of time. So there's a lot of travel required back and forth, but I always make sure I get back to the riding to hear from the people here and attend events. People want to see their MP face-to-face, and I do that as much as possible. It really is about listening to the people, as I have been for the last 9.5 years.
If you're elected, would you support funding for community radio and public broadcasting, such as the CBC?
I would certainly support funding for community radio. We've lost that from our communities, as I mentioned earlier in the interview. My father-in-law started out as a broadcaster with CKXR here in Salmon Arm and spent years in that broadcasting sector. We've lost the community connection except for stations like this one, and I think that's a valuable piece of our communities. We have to have local reporting of local issues rather than what this current government has done, and they have sent funding to major national outlets that have really kneecapped the ability of small radio stations to survive.
If you're elected, what are the things you'd like to be remembered for after you've completed your time in office?
I guess I'd like to be remembered for being approachable, for listening to the constituents, and for taking their message forward. That really is the role of a member of parliament. There are some star moments for some people. The one for me in the last parliament, as I mentioned, is Bill C-291. But really it is to leave your community, your constituency, in a better place than it was when you came in. And that's what I'd like to continue with.
And that's the last of our questions. Thank you very much, Mel, for taking the time to come into the studio and share your story with us. And good luck in the upcoming election.
Well, thank you for having me in.
This is CKVS FM 93.7, the voice of the Shuswap, and you've been listening to our interview with Mel Arnold, who is running as the candidate for the Conservative Party in the upcoming federal election in our riding, which is Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies.
Once again, we urge you to vote in this very important election. You can find all the information you need about voting by going to elections.ca. You can hear our interviews again with all the candidates who consented to being interviewed by visiting voiceoftheshuswap.ca, clicking on podcasts, and scrolling down to 2025 federal election coverage. Thank you for listening.